It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
And I wasn't even thinking. I just walked up and said, "Where do you want your nooner?" He said, "Well, probably in one of the curtained rooms, you know, for privacy."
Okay, stop it. I can't breathe. Oh, I can't believe you said that.
Oh, you're adorable, Kate.
No, I swear, it's all true. I couldn't look at him for days afterwards without blushing like crazy. It was terrible.
Not as funny as Fainter Guy, but that was good.
Now that was funny. Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, my God. Okay, seriously, you have to stop. I'm gonna pass out.
Oh, boy. Jamie, hey, are you okay? You've been pretty quiet this whole trip.
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't think we've heard a single sardonic remark this whole trip.
I'm fine. Maybe I'm just tired.
Maybe. Or maybe you're just wishing a certain tall, dashing, brooding fellow in forest camouflage had come along with us today.
Shut up.
Jamie's got a crush. Jamie's got a crush.
All right, leave her alone.
Yes, Dad.
Okay, wait. Who are you? I figured you'd be the first one to start teasing me about, you know, things that I may or may not feel for someone who's not... You know,
Fox.
Okay, that's your last warning, or I start telling everyone how you woke me up moaning.
All right. I give.
Okay, no, now my curiosity's been piqued.
Oh, Matt, that tickles.
Shut up!
Be nice.
Seriously, Matt, why aren't you giving me a hard time about things?
I don't know what to tell you. I just feel like you shouldn't make fun of someone for things they may or may not be feeling about another person. Unless both parties are present, so you can make both of them feel really uncomfortable.
There he is.
I knew it. I almost believed you were being sincere.
Come on, you're telling me. None of you love seeing Fox get all tongue-tied or Jamie completely unable to form a coherent thought. When we point out how close they're sitting, or that one of them is looking all intently at the other when they think no one is paying attention. That, my friends, is comedy gold!
You guys all suck. You know that, right? I mean, you suck at sucking. That's how much you suck.
Yeah, well, we really are the worst. But you love us, so what does that say about you?
That I need to find a much more sophisticated and mature group of survivors to live with.
Hey, I'll have you know that we are some of the most mature and sophisticated people left in the world.
We are so doomed.
Seriously, though, Jamie, and I really mean this. You and Fox, I think you two would be really good together. And if I had my way... Oh, my God! Turn, Wheeler! Turn there right now! Turn!
Everybody all right?
What's mad to you?
We could have been killed.
There! Slow down! Oh, my God, I can't believe it!
What?
It's my old house!
Stop the truck! I have got to see this. Which one is yours?
Follow me.
I don't know why. I never pictured you being from Milwaukee. From all your stories, I just pictured you were from Southeast or even Gresham.
Hey! I'm from Southeast.
I rest my case.
Ouch! Would you like your knife back?
Back on topic here. I'm Milwaukee bred, born and raised, graduated from Milwaukee High, and was set to go to OSU with a full ride.
And you gave it up to join the military?
It was the right thing to do. You know, I thought for sure my pops was going to flip his lid when I told him, but he stood up from the table and hugged me. He wasn't really one to show affection, but that day, one of the best memories I have of him.
Was he really strict or something?
Nah, I mean, he wasn't a hard ass. I mean, he had his rules I had to follow, but I was a fairly good kid most of the time. Dad was a good man. I looked up to him, and he always made time for me whenever I needed him.
Did you ever tell him you joined up to watch out for Fox?
Didn't have to. The night before we shipped off to basic, Dad took me aside and told me that he knew why I'd done it. And he would have done the same thing. He said, Matthew, you do your duty. You make sure Jake does his, and then you come back home to your family. Both of you. He didn't say it, but I knew he was including Fox in our family. Here it is. Welcome to my home. Wow, it's almost exactly how I remember.
Dusty and stinking of mold?
No, that was Fox's place. Wheeler, head downstairs. Mom used to keep a pretty nice store of canned goods down in the basement next to the extra freezer. Mom loved her some Costco, boy.
We're on it. Come on, Abs, let's go shopping.
Right behind you. Is this them?
Yeah, my pops, Frank, and that's my mom, Christine. She was the best. I miss you guys.
They look so sweet. How old were you in this one?
17, I think. Mom loved these family portraits. We took one every year, right around Christmas time. She'd replace the previous years with the new one. This was the last one we took because the next year I joined the military with Fox. After basic, we were fast-tracked for special forces training. After that, we were hardly ever home, and when we were, it was never long enough for a portrait. She never said anything, but I think it hurt her that we couldn't do them.
I'm sorry. You really miss them, don't you?
Of course I do. Just like you miss your family and Jamie misses hers and...
I miss my mom, but I don't really miss my dad. That jerk left when I was 4. Completely abandoned us. But Mom, she's a superhero. She always told us that my sister and I were the only things keeping her sane. She made sure I had everything I needed for school and dance team and prepped for college. Watching her in those last days.
No. I know exactly what you mean. Seeing my parents just wither away from the virus was the worst thing I've ever gone through. I don't remember any time in my life I've cried so much. It seemed like my dad and I were always fighting. He never liked my clothes or my friends. He hated every boy I ever dated. I thought I was this big disappointment to him because I was a girl. But then he held my hand. His grip was so weak and he was so... He could barely speak at that point, but he had to tell me that he only ever wanted the best for me and that he'd been ashamed he hadn't been able to provide for me in the way he thought he should. He was actually begging me for forgiveness when there wasn't anything he had to be sorry for. He'd done an amazing job. I just wish we'd been able to say those things before the end.
You think he would have approved of me?
I think so. Came from a good family, military and a football star. My dad would have adopted you.
All right. I never usually got on with my girlfriend's fathers.
I wonder why.
What?
Oh, nothing. It's just, I imagine it'd be hard to get fathers to like you when you're jumping naked out of their daughter's bedrooms.
That happened, like, one time.
That you've told us about. So, where's your room?
Oh, yeah. I've got to see that.
Follow me, ladies.
It's exactly the way I pictured it.
Really? Just your average, everyday, normal teenage boy's bedroom?
Complete with girly mags. Jackpot!
Matt!
Those aren't mine. I don't know where they came from. How about I just take those and throw them away?
What else are you hiding?
I bet he's got a whole collection of smut on his computer.
Oh, too bad there's no power. I guess you'll never know.
So this is where you took all your conquests. I bet the girls just fell under your spell the moment they stepped inside, right?
Oh, not a lot of conquering happening up here. Unless we're talking video games. My pops had a very strict open door policy when it came to members of the opposite sex. That man was adamant that I did not procreate in his house.
My mom was the same way about doors and boys. She used to find things to do in her room so she could keep an eye on me in my room. It was actually a bit creepy, but I know she was just looking out for me.
When I did bring girls home, we were usually studying or just hanging out and watching movies or stuff, but mostly it was just me and Fox hanging out in here. We'd waste hours playing Call of Duty and BSing about girls and cars and girls and music, and sometimes we'd talk about girls. It was a good way to keep him distracted from whatever he was going through at home.
Ugh, the more you tell us about his home life, the more I just want to hug him.
Oh, I would pay to watch that. The chase would be epic. He would have you begging to...
What are you talking about?
Fox isn't really the type to show physical affection. He...
A blind person could see that. No, I'm talking about his home life. I mean, what was so wrong with it?
Oh, that's... Really should
tell me anything? Why is everything about Fox so secretive? Why is he so hard to get close to? I mean, I keep seeing these little glimpses behind his walls. Like the other week, we made that run to Happy Valley. It was so nice when we talked. I mean, we really talked. It was nice. And I thought maybe he was finally opening up to me and that, you know, possibly he might be starting to see me as, you know, well, I don't know what I thought, but... It didn't matter, though, because when we got back, he got all cold and hard again. It was like he was ashamed or something.
Oh, poor, innocent, naive little Jamie. Let me clue you in on something that might just blow your mind. Fox wasn't ashamed. He was afraid.
Afraid of what? You know, it's not like I can hurt him. He's taller than me, and he knows all that Kung Fu Army stuff.
Kung Fu? What the hell did he...
Whoa, the inner sanctum. Nice. Thought there'd be more posters of nude girls, though.
Those are in the trash now.
Ooh, you mind if I take a peek?
You absolutely will not!
What I meant to say was, Colin! I am disgusted with you. Glossy paper goes in the recycling bin, not the trash! You're killing the planet, man!
Nice recovery.
Just doing my part.
Hey, we're not changing the subject. I want to know why Fox is afraid of me.
Okay. Calm down there, killer.
Matt.
Okay. Look, it isn't you he's afraid of. He's afraid of becoming attached. Now, I won't go into all the specifics, but almost everyone in his life has let him down or abandoned him at some point. I've been the only constant in his life since he was 10 years old, so you can understand how he might not want to let people get close, especially in the times we're in.
Yeah. I suppose I can get that.
Sweetie, I know you're struggling with all this, and life would be easier if you could just turn your feelings off and find someone more receptive, but I've told you before...
The heart wants what it wants. Yeah, I know. I just wish I could know if, you know, he's worth all this. I mean, it's not like he's the last guy on Earth.
Oh, I promise you he is. Especially since I know you've gotten under his skin.
Why? Did he say something?
You need to pay more attention to what he does than what he says.
Oh, you've noticed too?
Kinda hard not to. It's really sweet. I wish more guys were like that.
I feel like I should be offended.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but Fox isn't one for words. Never really has been his strong point. But he shows people how he feels about him and what he does. Like how he's been trying to sit next to you at meals more.
Or how he watches you so intently from across the communal room?
What? When has he done that?
Almost every single night. Abby pointed it out to me a week or so ago, and now I can't help but notice. It's actually kind of creepy.
It is not. It's sweet. And how about when he gave you the last cherry soda last week when you said you had really wanted one but we were out? Or how he went out of his way to make sure you were okay after you got stabbed? Or the fact that you seem to be his new go-to when he goes out on runs.
It's the little things like that. That's how he shows you how he feels. And trust me, he feels pretty strongly about you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And try not to overthink it or overanalyze things too much. And I promise you, it'll be worth it. Besides, You got me in your corner, and I think I'm wearing him down. He almost always listens to me about this sort of thing.
So I just need to be patient, is what you're saying? Okay, I can do that. I mean, I waited this long to meet a decent guy, right?
That's the spirit.
Thanks, guys. I guess I just needed to hear that I wasn't pining over someone for no reason.
No worries, girl. We got you back. So we sort of hit the jackpot, and we're going to need some help getting it all into the truck. We got everything. Stew, chili, vegetables, of course, and just for Cohen, alphabet SpaghettiOs.
Yes! Thanks, Mom. All right, let's get it all packed and into the truck.
So if your place hasn't been hit before now, maybe some of the other houses will have stuff too.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might have a pretty good day here, kids. I can think of a few houses that might be worth a once over.
Hey, Matt, didn't you say Fox lived across the street from you?
Yeah.
Well, do you think maybe his family had some stuff?
Oh, no, forget it.
What? We're doing a house to house. Why shouldn't we go and see what we can find?
Oh, because I know what you're doing. Trust me. There is nothing there of any value to anyone.
Come on, Matt. What could it hurt? I really want to see his house. I want to see how he grew up.
No, you don't, Jamie. Trust me on this.
Matt, maybe she should see. Maybe it'll help her, you know?
Gotta say, I'm a bit curious myself.
Come on, Matt.
Fine. Look, I need to warn you all. Kate, you already know this. But Fox didn't have the best home life, okay? His mom and stepdad were hardcore drug addicts. Fox spent a lot of nights here when he wasn't with his girlfriend. So we do this. We swear never to talk about it to anyone, especially Fox, Kate. Are we all in agreement?
I swear. I so swear.
Jamie, sweetie, from what Matt's told me, I don't think you're going to enjoy this. I don't think any of us will.
Well, if we're going to do this, we better get to it. It's going to be getting dark soon, and I don't like the idea of driving anywhere near downtown at night.
All right. Let's get all of it loaded then, and I'll take you over.
That is awful. I think something died in there.
Oh, God. We're not going to find his parents in there, are we?
You guys wait here a minute. Wheeler with me.
Okay, I'm starting to regret this, and we're not even inside yet.
I know, right? Now that I'm seeing it, I have so many more questions. I mean, it's a little more run down than the other houses, but it doesn't look like what I would think of imagining a drug house.
Oh, yeah, a coat of paint, maybe mow the lawn. It's just like any other house along the street. I mean, I guess it goes to show you never really know what's going on inside these homes.
Okay, come on in.
Oh, did you find out what that smell was?
Yeah, we did. No one goes into the master bedroom, got it?
The place is disgusting. I mean, we've gone into some messed up places, but this...
Well, there's not a lot in the kitchen. A few packs of Top Ramen, but it looks like the rats got to it first. I'm gonna be honest here, there is nothing I want to take back with us.
Like I told you, we should move on to somewhere else. This place is worthless.
Wait, I want to see Fox's room.
Upstairs, last door on the left. Come on.
Wow. This is not at all what I imagined. It's like the exact opposite of your room, Matt.
Yeah, it's so much cleaner than what we've seen of the rest of the house. It's almost sterile. Where are the posters of half-naked women or cars or anything?
That's something that people who enjoy their rooms do. Fox tried to stay here as little as possible. He usually kept the things he valued most with him. When we joined the army, he left everything behind. His mom probably hawked anything of value for drug money.
I found his iPod. Oh, I wish it had power. I'd like to see his playlist.
Oh, let me see. Metallica, of course, but mainly goth metal. Also classical, Beethoven, Bach, and that stuff. He always said it was some of the darkest music out there. I never understood it myself.
Wow. We would have not gotten along in high school.
Why? What did you listen to back in the day? Pop?
Hip-hop? Country?
Whoa, didn't see that coming. The cheerleaders at my school all loved hip-hop and dance-type music.
Yeah, it caused a couple problems for me on the squad, but I liked what I liked. And I don't want to listen to things just because it's what I'm supposed to listen to. It's funny, too, because I didn't really go for cowboy types either. I like the skater boys. Weird, right?
Only a little. I went mostly for preppy types. It's weird I ended up with this metalhead freak here.
Hey! No, it's not weird at all. By all the unwritten laws of high school, Fox and I never should have been friends. I was the big old jock, and he was the dour little goth punk emo wannabe. Funny thing was, the other goth emo punks didn't like him at all. Fox was in a clique all to himself.
I guess I was one of the popular kids, drama club and glee club, but I tried to get along with everyone.
After he and Nicole started dating, that's what Fox became. Of course, that's also when he got into looking out for people. Anytime he saw someone getting bullied, he'd step in. Dude had a serious superhero complex back then.
You never told me that.
Kind of makes sense, though, if you think about it. He's all about protecting people.
Got that one right, sweetheart.
Matt, is this her?
Wow. She is so pretty.
Yeah, that's Nicole Whitney. This was junior prom, I think? Must be. He hadn't cut his hair yet.
Should we bring this to him? I think he might...
No, I told you. We never talk about this. He is never to know we went into his room. Got it?
Look at his smile. He looks so happy.
He did a lot of that when he was with her. You know, I even heard him giggle on occasion.
Shut up!
Hand to God, it was disturbing, but in a cute, fun sort of way.
I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. I can't picture him letting his guard down that much.
Maybe he just needs a reason. Maybe Jamie can help him with that.
I'd be over the moon just to have him look at me like he's looking at her.
I've seen him do that.
Almost every night.
Shut up. Lord, how am I supposed to compete with this? I mean, look at her.
Yeah? And? Jamie, this was high school. Then yes, Fox and Nicole had a high school romance that they used to make movies about, but Nicole stopped writing to him. She stopped texting and calling. You're here now. That's what matters. And that's what you need to focus on. You're here, and you're not going anywhere. Fox may always love Nicole in some way, but she was high school.
And high school is over.
You're right. None of us are in high school anymore. And it doesn't matter what cliques we were in. What matters now is we're all together. And Fox is a healthy, strong, competent, attractive man who is not married and otherwise romantically attached.
Oh, she has got it bad.
So bad.
Standing right here.
And we've been doing that long enough, don't you think, folks?
He's right. We really should try and get through a few more houses before we head back.
You guys go ahead next door. Mrs. Philbin was kind of a hoarder, but she loved her chili, and Mr. Philbin loved hunting. We might find a nice little cache of food and ammo hidden in their place. I'll be right there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see about something. A little present for Fox.
Okay, don't take too long.
Come on, be there. Pete, you watched way too much of that drug show. Hiding your stuff in the vent. Come on. Wow, boy, made a lot of cash. Yes, there it is. Colt 1911 with mother of pearl handle. Fox is gonna love you. Any ammo in here? What is... Huh. I would have thought good old Mrs. Fox would have used everything she could get her grubby little mitts on before that last trip. I'm a little shocked there's so much of this junk left. I wonder if...
Matt, let's go!
Yeah, I'm coming!
Thank you. Hey, wow. You guys did well. I don't remember the last time a truck came from a house to house this full. Where the hell did you guys go?
The old neighborhood.
Which old neighborhood?
Yours, man.
Seriously? I would have thought that place had been picked clean by now.
Apparently not.
We got to see where this handsome little devil grew up. It was surprisingly nice.
Did you find his magazine collection?
Right under the bed.
Did you check the closet? Or the nightstand? Or how about the...
Dude, shut up!
Okay, now I'm a little grossed out. I would be if I hadn't seen worse. Remind me to tell you about my boyfriend, Kurt, sometime.
So, what treasures have you procured?
Mom didn't disappoint. Check it out.
Oh, of course there were SpaghettiOs. What else did you manage to find?
Some guns. Mr. Philbin's entire collection. I knew he was an enthusiast, but this was ridiculous. Did you know Mrs. Clarkson had a... Did you know Mrs. Clarkson had a pill problem? Her house was overflowing with painkillers. Oh, and get this, dude. Mr. Danners, remember the guy who used to get his mail in his bathrobe, slippers, and black socks? Dude collected Nazi memorabilia.
Seriously?
It was disturbing. I guess you just never know, right?
I told you there was something about that guy, but you never believed me. Oh, no, Mr. Danners is okay. He's just a little crazy, that's all.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you go to...
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Did you find anything?
Don't worry. Whelan and I took care of it.
Thanks.
I'll pick this up for you.
Oh. Wow, thanks.
Hey, Fox?
Yeah, Jamie. What's up?
I wanted you to know that, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. That's good to know.
So, are you gonna join us at dinner?
Well, I did plan on eating tonight, so...
I'll save you a seat, then.
Okay, sure. I'll see you guys a bit later then.
That was really subtle.
And so smooth. Seriously, I wish I'd taken notes.
Shut up.
Homestead, Episode 10, Memory Lane. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me You. Starring Travis Box as Cohen, Summer Shore as Kate, Rebecca Gurney as Jamie, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, Josie Hedham as Abby, and James Robinson as Fox. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.